Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from the book of Hebrews, our epistle lesson, specifically verses 11 through 15, which I'll read again for our hearing, and this time from the NIV. Hebrews chapter 9, beginning at verse 11. When Christ came as high priest of the good things that were already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made, that is to say, not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them, so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God? For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, Maundy Thursday, one of the highest holy days of the church, but a day that most people basically just overlook. Most people really have no idea the importance of Maundy Thursday. Tonight from the book of Hebrews, you're going to learn why this night is so important for us as Christians. For many of you, if you've ever been a member of a union, you know the role of a mediator is very, very important. A mediator is a go-between between labor and management, between worker and boss, if you will. He or she tries to get both sides together to bring a new contract, possibly. But in most cases, he or she, as the mediator, tries to bring something that's very, very important for both management and worker: reconciliation. A mediator is often needed to bring both sides together. A mediator was needed to settle a dispute between God and the human race. Yet it was man, not God, that caused the division. It was man who caused the rift. It was man's sin problem. It was his disobedience that caused the separation between a holy and just God and perfect unity in and with him. But it was God. It was God who moved to bring about reconciliation for you and for me. And this reconciliation was done through the mediating work of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So our text this evening for this Maundy Thursday from the book of Hebrews clearly tells us that Jesus is your mediator. Yes, Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant, the same new covenant that you will receive upon your tongue, by his flesh, and which you will drink into your body by his blood. But before we can talk about the new covenant, it's important that we understand the old covenant. The old covenant that God made with his Old Testament people, Israel. His people were to act out or to celebrate in the ceremonial sacrifices of the tabernacle and then eventually the temple which Solomon built. They did this via worship. And in their worship, this old covenant, this old sacrificial system, reached its climax. It reached its zenith on the Day of Atonement. You've heard the reading from Exodus this evening. Now hear the reading from Leviticus, beginning at verse 14 of chapter 16. And he shall take some of the blood, that he, by the way, is the high priest. He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the front of the mercy seat on the east side. And in front of the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people and bring its blood inside the veil and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, sprinkling it over the mercy seat in the front of the mercy seat. Thus he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the people of Israel and because of their transgressions, all their sins. And so he shall do for the tent of meeting, which dwells with them in the midst of their uncleanness. Dear ones, these sacrifices which were ordained and ordered by God, were types, they were foreshadows of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Roughly, this is the Old Covenant. In the Old Covenant, all the sacrificial system, the shedding of blood in the tabernacle, and the sprinkling of the blood on the people, the sprinkling of the blood on everything, was to purify, was to sanctify outwardly. But now we come to the New Covenant. The New Covenant also established by God, but His New Covenant was established with His New Testament people. Not only Israel, but also the Gentile. That's you and me. And this covenant reaches its climax, reaches its zenith in the redemptive act here upon the cross, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. But as we heard tonight, this process actually started in the upper room. You see, it was Christ who entered the tabernacle, not made with hands. This tabernacle that Christ entered into is His incarnation. John reminds us, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In other words, the Word, the Logos, Christ, became flesh like you and me, flesh and blood, just like you and me. And He tabernacled. He dwelt among us. And into the very throne room of God, He entered. Jesus is the tabernacle. And taking with Him, not the blood of a bull or a goat, but taking with Him was His own holy, precious, innocent blood. And He offered the unique, the divine sacrifice once and for all. That sacrifice was Himself. Yes, dear one, Jesus sacrificed Himself. The God-man, God Himself, sacrificed Himself for you. He fulfilled the old covenant, and He established a new covenant with you, a new covenant established in His blood and by His body, which you will partake of again tonight. Once again, from Hebrews chapter 9. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, but that is, not of this creation, in other words, Jesus' body, the perfect tent, He entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by the means of His own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Under the old covenant, when the blood was sprinkled on you, you were sanctified outwardly. But tonight, dear ones, and each time you receive His flesh, and you receive His blood, you are purified inwardly. Your conscience is cleansed. Your sin is washed away by the blood of the Lamb, the very Lamb who sacrificed himself for the sins of the world. And all this was done for you by his grace and via his mercy, by his death upon a cross, the institution of his Holy Supper there in the upper room, the raising from the dead on the third day. All this a guarantee to us that this new covenant was a covenant that was established by God and given to you freely. Thus, tonight we hear and we know and we teach and we confess, we believe that Jesus is our divine mediator. As we hear in verse 15, therefore he, Jesus, is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Since a death has occurred that redeems them, that's you, from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. Who secured for you an eternal redemption? Jesus Christ, your Lord. Only Jesus, as Luther says, redeemed us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. The forgiveness which Jesus secured for you, in which you also partake of tonight, is perfect and it is complete. We no longer need to celebrate the Passover meal. There are many Christians who still do this. I guess they think that it's cool to do. But tonight, dear ones, you're celebrating the perfect Passover meal, instituted by the Passover Lamb there in the upper room. Jesus is the Passover Lamb, and it is his blood that was shed for you and for me and for all his children. And tonight you will partake of his body and blood. And in the partaking of his body and blood, you are cleansed inwardly. Your conscience is made good again by the power of the divine mediator, by the power of his most holy and precious blood. Who urged us from dead works to serve the living God? Once again, Luther tells us, it was Jesus Christ. For now we live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Who gained for us the eternal inheritance? Jesus Christ, our Passover Lamb. For he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. The life now begun in you, reaches its fulfillment in heaven. This is what we see in verse 15 tonight. For it is he who redeems you from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. And because he has fulfilled this act of redemption, you receive the promised eternal inheritance. Dear ones, there at the font, there is where you were put to death, and there you rose to newness of life. There is where you were adopted into God's eternal kingdom. And tonight you will come to his table. The divine mediator is present tonight. He is present to serve you, his body and blood, to cleanse you inwardly once again. For he knows that you need this. He knows that you need this constant cleansing, this constant work of sanctification, of being set apart, so that you can proclaim to your family and to your neighbor and to your friends that Jesus is your Passover Lamb, that he is your mediator, that it is only he who saves you. It is only he who has died for you, only he who rose from you, and only he who nourishes you with body and blood. So, dear ones, this is the new covenant that we now live in. We, you, all of us together tonight will come to this altar and we will enter to the most holy place, opened for us by the King of Heaven, opened for us by the Paschal Lamb, opened for us by the divine mediator. And here he serves us. Here he serves us, his body and his blood, to strengthen our faith unto life and salvation. And yes, dear ones, for the forgiveness, for the complete forgiveness of all your sins. Jesus Christ, your divine mediator, your Lord, your King, your Redeemer. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.